This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, October 8th. Well, cattle markets started out a bit weaker yesterday. In fact, feeders pushed into a new low for the move. But by the end of the day, we were higher across the complex, and the market's getting a nice reversal up on the feeders. Live cattle actually putting in an outside day higher. So there's clearly some support underneath the market here. Cash trade has been fairly quiet, just a thousand head or so traded at around 107, which at this point is down 2 from last week. The box beef values were mixed. Yesterday, choice up 64 cents at 217. Select was down 126 at 206. The spread was up 190 at 1130. Movement 159 loads. Slaughter rates running a bit behind last week at 355,000 head so far this week. That's down 3,000 from last week, and that's up 1,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index was down 39 cents. We're sitting at 142.71. Front month October feeders are at 138.5. So cash trade fairly quiet so far, but the board anticipates that we're going to see another week of at least steady, if not higher prices, even though what we've seen so far has been just a bit weaker. Feedlots obviously looking at the board action. They're not going to want to let cattle go for less when the packers are still sitting on good margins and you've got a strong futures market. So that's kind of what it is. We'll see what happens by the end of the week, but it's an interesting standoff going on here. We are still looking at fairly tight supplies for another probably week or two as far as available to the market. But as you wrap up October and get into Nov-Dec, you're going to be looking at more market-ready cattle available and probably at heavier weights. That's what we're concerned about here. It seems the market seems to be on more of a contra-seasonal type of action, where you put in a high in August instead of a low, and then the market has it did pull back somewhat, but you know, not that much, and then now you're coming back up and retesting those August highs. So we'll see where we go, but it does look like we're getting pretty close to some major resistance in the cattle market, at least on the live cattle. Now the feeders have quite a bit of a different look to them. They broke down out of the trading range yesterday, well, the day before actually, and yesterday confirmed that at least initially, and then we bounced back, we reversed up, but we're still where we closed is right at that early September low, which would be the low of that trading range. So I would expect to get some follow through to the upside, but I think it's going to be very difficult to take out the top end of the range. I think it'll be a kind of a win if we can get back into the range and test the top end of it. So I think we're starting to see the next leg down in the feeders, even though with the reversal up yesterday, it does suggest technically that we should get some follow through higher, but being able to break down for 2 days below the range, I think suggests that we're starting to kind of break down in the feeder cattle market. Export sales this morning for beef, 23,000 tons. It's a decent number. It's not huge, but it's respectable. South Korea took 6,000. China took 4,100. Japan, 5,100. And Hong Kong took 3,200. In pork export sales, 61,000. That's a very good number. China took 29,000 of that. Mexico, 16,400. Canada took 4,500. So lots of demand for the pork. Beef is good. Again, it was a good number this week, but it wasn't, you know, off the charts massive. So it does offer an element of support there too. But I would take advantage of this rally in the beef space. I think that we're going to run into some pressure as we get into the holiday season. I think it's just going to be a contra-seasonal type of price action for the next several months. We're going to be looking at a string of months where you have much higher than normal market-ready cattle. And we're still working our way through the backlog of cattle. You can tell that by the heavy weights. You can tell that by the huge increase in feed consumption that we saw from the stocks report, even though placements were terrible in March and April. So how does that explain the quarterly stocks report where feed grains increase? Well, that's a backlog of cattle. Obviously, they were market-ready cattle back then. They're going to eat a lot more than a 700-pound would in the feedlot. So you're still working your way through those numbers. We just kind of hope we're done with that before the next wave of cattle comes into the market. So that's why I've been leaning toward the bear side here. Obviously hasn't been working all that great, at least for live cattle. But I think feeders will start to see some pressure too. Now, obviously you're not going to have a good winter wheat grazing season with the drought across the southern plains. So those calves are not going to go to grass. They're going to go into the feedlot. So you've removed a significant source of demand for fall calves. And you know, even up in the northern plains, are you going to have enough to really want to background, enough feed to really want to background all those calves? There's a lot of corn around, but not as much as we thought there would be. That's why I think the feeder cattle market is starting to kind of roll over here. We're just not seeing the demand show up as we normally would do this time of year. If you had decent rainfall in southern plains, they'd be scrambling for those calves to put on grass, but there isn't any grass. And there's not any winter wheat pasture. So we don't see that happening this year. And there's a lot of calves to come to market because a lot of them were held back because of the springtime massive disruption in the cattle space. So I'm looking for pressure in the market. I think it's just around the corner. I think feeders have already started it. And that's the kind of the positioning that we want to be probably for the next 5-6 months, to be honest. I think that's where we're headed. If you have any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.